We're strolling beside South Boulder Creek on the Bobolink Trail just west of Cherryvale Road and looking for insects on milkweeds and tall grasses. This meadow is actually a very healthy tall grass prairie, and at this time of year, the big blue stem and switchgrasses are turning various shades of peach and gold and also developing decorative seed heads.
Oh, here's some Canada goldenrod. These little black beetles here are blister beetles, and they're called that because they exude a toxic liquid that will actually blister your skin. They're just here grazing on the pollen, as are the wood borers, which are the tiger-striped beetles you see on the goldenrod, and also the Colorado soldier beetles. One of the neat things about these beetles is, except for the black blister beetles, they tend to be the color of the flower that they're on. So each flower has its own color of beetle.
There's a turquoise damselfly flying around at the base of the grass over there. It's related to dragonflies, but damselflies fold their wings back when they light, and dragonflies hold them out, spread-eagled.
Here's a milkweed bug on the pod, sort of a red and black bug that likes to hang out on milkweed leaves. Oh, there's the red milkweed beetle. Isn't that gorgeous? So it's bright red, crimson with black dots and long, long antennae. It's called a long-horned beetle. The red color contrasting with the green milkweed leaves tells you that it's poisonous. It's an advertisement so that critters won't eat it because it lives out its entire life cycle on the milkweed from egg to larva to adult. And I think it's the most beautiful beetle in Colorado. You can see it's crawling across the milkweed leaf, sort of trying to escape our gaze, but not terribly concerned. We found dozens of these out here on the milkweed leaves. It's worth coming out here just to find the milkweed beetles. Look at this two earwigs and a lady beetle all on the milkweed pod. I've photographed about 50 species of insects on milkweeds. Everything from monarch caterpillars to tiny orange aphids. Of course, milkweeds are toxic. They contain cardiac glycosides. That's what enables monarchs to make their long-distance migration to Mexico. They're not edible to birds, so many of these creatures that are on the milkweeds are also toxic, and it gives them protection from predators. It's a beautiful sort of striped grasshopper. Oh, it just took off. We just sort of scared it. You could probably find 50 species of grasshoppers.
The best time to look for bugs or insects is when it's hot and sunny. So come out on one of the really hot days we've been having.